My next speaker has a very personal story to tell us. I think you're going to love it. It's very warm, it's very personable, and it's from the heart. Will you welcome, please, Niamh Gaffney.
How many times have you heard Granny and Grandad say to you, your health is your wealth? And if you're like me, you probably rolled your eyes to heaven and says, well, now, Granny, that's all very well, but you need money to get through today. And then you probably gave her a little peck on the cheek as she slipped you a fiver. But it's all very well. I'm here and I want to win the lottery as much as the next person. But I'm here today to say that Granny was right, that your health really is your wealth. Or more importantly, as far as I'm concerned, your mental health is your wealth. Because it's with mental health, with real strength in who you are mentally, it can give you the tools to deal with any challenges, any changes that come your way. So what happens to make an accountant come to a TEDx talk entitled Future Wealth and not want to talk about money? Real life happened. Change happened. Now, changes happen every single day, but your changes, your life can change in an instant. A doorbell can ring. You can be getting dressed for bed when maybe you find a lump that wasn't there before. As I sat in that consultant's chair and I waited for him to look up from his notes, even then, even after the mammogram, even after the biopsy, even after the ultrasound, even after the nurse came and sat right down beside me, even then I thought, sure, has to be a blocked milk duct. I'm 35, I've only just had a wee baby. What else could it be? Who am I? In May 2013, I answered to the label, Niamh Gaffney, Director of Operations, SEMA Qualified Accountant, Mammy, Wife, Multitasker Supreme. Who am I? In that consultant's chair, I became Niamh Gaffney, MRN 35267, cancer patient. And that change terrified me. Because it's not just a label, is it? It's a change that rocks us to our very core. And it's those changes, those are the changes that we kind of think, geez, it can't possibly happen to me. I can't imagine it. And because we can't imagine it possibly happening to us, we're completely unprepared for it, for when it does. And that's where we lose, where we need the real strength mentally. So what do you do when change like that comes knocking on your door? Me? Well, I did what I always do when I get scared. I cried. Then I dried my eyes. I put on my big girl pants and I just got on with it. And I did what I needed to do. I did the treatment. I did all that entails. And I graduated to cancer survivor. And I was good. I was great. I was alive. I was here. And I was tired. And I was sad. And oh my God, I hated what I saw in the mirror. And then I got so cross at myself for being so bloody depressing. I was here. I won the battle. I thought I wasn't going to get out of it. And that's where your mental strength is necessary. Because beliefs are funny things. I even managed to convince myself, because I said to myself, well, that's it. I'm going to put on the back to normal show. I'm going to do this. And I did. And I was good at that because I convinced myself for a little while. Or at least I convinced part of myself for a little while. Because all of us, we're all made up of the part that everybody sees. That conscious part. That part that is our actions, our words. And oftentimes, that's the only part we ever give credit to. But actually, all those thoughts and all those words, or all those beliefs, behaviors and those words are driven and nurtured and provided by a whole depth that makes us uniquely who we are. They're driven by our memories, our experiences, our values, our beliefs. And if we're in a situation where we're trying to be one thing, but our inner self, our real self, is another, then at best we're being stuck. At worst, there's a total disconnect between the person we are and the person we're trying to be. And that's what happened to me. I was so busy trying to be a good cancer survivor, being happy and getting on with it. I totally lost sight of who I was. I was completely and utterly lost in my own skin. And I, like I said earlier, I believed I never would get out of it. Because that's the thing about beliefs. Henry Ford said, if you believe you are, I'm going to get it totally wrong now, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. And the thing about beliefs is that those beliefs that we're aware of, those beliefs where you think politicians are corrupt to the core, and every article you read are going to prove that to you over and over, and you probably won't even see the ones that prove otherwise. But at least with those beliefs, they're conscious, you're aware of them, and you're able to stand in a debate with somebody. And maybe, just maybe, you might be open to the possibility that they can change. But what about the beliefs that are deep down inside us? Those ones that we can't control because we're not even aware of them. They're the dangerous ones. Because when we have those beliefs, until we're aware of those beliefs, we're always going to suffer from that loss of control, that scariness that comes with change. And when we're in that position, we're never going to be able to move on. Because beliefs give us a real sense of who we are, but only when we become aware of them. Without awareness, without getting curious, we're always going to be stuck in that back to normal show. And we're never going to be able to move on to normal. And that's what happened to me. I was made redundant when I finished my treatment. And even though logically I knew I was more than capable, and I knew I was more than qualified to get whatever job I was going after, I really struggled. And why did I struggle? I struggled because of my voices. There was a wonderful advert a couple of years ago, and the participant was asked to just write down all of the thoughts that they'd had about themselves during the day and send it in. And then a couple of days later, they were asked to go to a coffee shop. And they sat down next to a couple, and the couple were having an animated conversation. Now, that conversation was so vile and so horrific that the participants often got up off the chair and went over and intervened and asked them to be a little bit kinder to each other. It was only then that they were told that the conversation was scripted entirely of the words that they had journaled and sent in earlier. And that's the damage of our voices. I'm not even going to ask because I know each and every one of you have voices in your head. And it might be granny's voice, and it could be your headmaster's voice. It might even be your adult grown-up voice. But the one thing is that that voice is never very nice. That voice tells us, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. Oh, that'd be too scary. And the reason, there's a very good reason. Those voices have kept us safe and have gotten us evolutionarily. We've gotten here safe and sound because those voices have kept us safe. But now we really need to draw attention to them and ask them, I know why you're saying that, but is it really real? Like I said, I struggled with my job search because my voices were telling me, look in the mirror. Look at your short hair and those eyebrows. Nobody will never ever believe that you're anything but a cancer patient or an ex-patient or a cancer survivor. And somewhere along the lines, my psyche had said to me, or my psyche had constructed a belief, that nobody's ever going to give a job to somebody who has had cancer. And on the other side, there was another belief there that says, well, nobody's going to give you a job if they think you're hiding something. And with that hair and those eyebrows, you are definitely hiding something. It's so obvious. And so I struggled. I was being challenged by change, and change was winning hands down. And that is until I became aware, until I got curious, until I started to scratch the surface and see what it was that was holding me where I was. And I realized it was me. I didn't have control, not because of change. I didn't have control because I was giving my control away. I was letting the voices take over. And once I started to get a little bit of control, I got another little bit, and another little bit. And I kept taking step by step until my new normal. And that's the thing about a new normal. Because a lot of people who have gone through a life change, an event, are really looking for it. You can't go back to normal. You're not the same person that you were before. And so they're doing everything they can to get there. People who have been affected by a life-changing event often say they've lost control. They often say they've lost choice. And choice is another thing that we often give away, or at least we don't even see when we've been affected by a life-changing event. And choice, ladies and gentlemen, is such an easy thing to get back. Because each of us come with a top-of-the-range, personalized GPS system. It's deep down inside us and it's known as our values. And once we have access to our values, once we know what's what, we know what it is that makes us uniquely us. We know what it is we want to have as a legacy. We know what it is that makes us so happy we don't even notice time going by when we're doing something that we love. If we can try to live our lives according to those values, we open up a whole wealth of opportunities. We open up door after door of choice. And the best thing about it is that it's signposted the whole way. Each and every one of us is going to be challenged by change. Absolutely. There's guaranteed that. It might be directly us, but it will be for different people. It will be people in our lives. And we all have to deal with that. And we all have to deal with that loss of control, that loss of choice that can come with it. But we all know the only way out of that is to look deep down within ourselves and find out what's going on. Get a little bit curious. Ask yourself, what do I like doing? What is important to me? Why are they saying that my bum looks big and that as I'm walking out the door? Is it true? Probably not. But if we don't ask, we're never going to challenge those beliefs. Now, I'm just a girl that changed, tapped on the shoulder and said, we're going to do a little bit of work here, ladies. And it did. I moved on from being that person that I was in May 2013. Sure enough, I lost my hair. I lost my job, and I lost my courage, and I really lost my strength and my mental strength. And I lost who I was. I lost myself. But with doing the work, with looking after and looking in and trying to find out where I was going, I found all that. I challenged those beliefs. I became very conscious of what my values were. And it's led me here today to this stage. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we need to really challenge ourselves. Don't be challenged by change. You step forward into change, embrace it, because it's not scary. We have all the tools we need within ourselves. Who am I? I'm Niamh Gaffney, wife, mammy, coach, change therapist, TEDx speaker. I'm alive. I'm me. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I am truly wealthy. Thank you very much.